Proclamation number 4029, dated the April 24th, 1947. Antitrust, a savior? Anti-spiritual activism. The spirit of the antitrust is such that he will approach people in the disguise of a savior, although his will utterly opposes God, in as much as he does not acknowledge a God of love, just as he, in fact, will reject all spirituality as supernatural and therefore unverifiable, thus non-existent. Even the nature of Christ will be so unfamiliar to him that he will be unable to believe in his act of salvation and his mission on earth, and thus he will try to portray him as a mere figment of imagination, making every effort to displace this illusion from people's hearts. His own nature is not the same as Christ's, and therefore it is understandable that he will regard and fight him as a spiritual enemy. The forthcoming Antichrist's personality will exceed the natural framework. He will be an extraordinarily gifted human being whose particular strength rests in his worldly self-confidence, in his conduct with those who are responsible for the well-being of the nation. And therefore he will be successful, he will be granted his aspired supreme control, it will be assumed that extensive reforms for the benefit of the general public can be expected through him. Everyone will accept him. He will exploit this superiority for all kinds of measures. But he will especially intervene against the supernatural spirit, against all religious groups as well as churches or spiritual movements which are based on Jesus Christ and his teaching, because he will depict neighborly love as a state of weakness which is to be fought at all costs. And anyone who joins his endeavors is also regarded as an antitrust. He is considered God-opposing and will prove to be unkind to his neighbor and thus also live in spiritual blindness, since he belongs to Satan's realm. But as ruler over many, the Antichrist will cause tremendous chaos with his measures, which will be devoid of all human kindness and only designed to bring hatred and discord amongst humanity, to stifle love and to descend it into utmost spiritual hardship. And then God's countermeasures will become of utmost importance, which will be explained by God's obvious activity through his servants on earth, because he, too, has to be recognizable on earth to those who belong to his side. He is to manifest himself equally extraordinarily so that he cannot be rejected but has to be acknowledged by people who are willing to walk the right path, who either consciously or unconsciously approach the Creator of heaven and earth by asking for his help in times of spiritual suffering. And then the struggle between good and evil will become particularly intense, since the last hour is moving ever closer and the parting of the spirits is to take place by Judgment Day. This separation can only occur when people are seriously confronted by the choice to either acknowledge or deny God. This question will force their decision, and in order to bring it about, the adversary will emerge openly by influencing his representatives on earth to take and enforce measures which exhibit hostile thinking towards God. And thus the last battle on earth will begin, the battle of faith, the battle against Christ, with the result that people will finally decide for or against him. And then comes the judgment, because they will turn for or against God of their own free will, and this free will they have to answer for. This conflict is inevitable, as it distinctly highlights the antichrist's nature, and all of humanity will then be able to assess the thoughts and actions of the one who appears in the disguise of a savior in order to realize his shameful plans, who openly fights against God and therefore will be banished into the earth again for a long time, from where he cannot release himself until he is once again helped by people whose wrong love for matter will loosen Satan's chains. But it will never be possible to displace Jesus Christ. He will remain victorious on Judgment Day, and his teaching will fool hearts. His followers will take it along at the rapture, and thus it will also be held in high esteem as spiritual knowledge on the new earth. It will be exemplified and people will live in utmost realization and become aglow with the most profound love for God. And God's adversary will never be able to displace it because all power will have been taken from him for a long time. Amen.